talking about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess.
And Charlie.
With your 8 a.m. Zlines. In local news, for the first time in 3 years, rent in Queensland hasn't increased, with the median cost for a rental house being $650 a week. Domain Chief of Research, Nicola Powell, said while growth had flatlined, it was still a landlord's market. The vacancy rate for Brisbane is 0.7%, and for a balanced rental market, that rate needs to sit between 2 to 3%, she said.
Researchers from the University of Queensland, CSIRO, and the Peter Doherty Institute for Infection and Immunity have developed an antibody treatment that targets the Nipah and Hendra virus. The treatment has shown promise in early laboratory studies, with the antibody treatment neutralizing parts of the viruses in a petri dish.
In national news, the CEO of World Vision Australia has taken his own charity to the Fair Work Commission. The organisation told staff it had ended CEO Daniel Wordsworth's tenure as chief amid claims of toxic workplace at the charity. Mr Wordsworth was confirmed to be the subject of bullying complaints which World Vision independently investigated but were not substantiated. One claim is still under investigation.
Australian discount department store Big W is under fire online after listing a controversial hat on their website. The Make America Great Again cap was priced at $24.95 with the following description. Step into style and make a statement with this iconic Make America Great Again baseball cap, perfect for any Donald Trump supporter or political enthusiast. It's since been removed from their online storefront, however the cap is still available on fellow retail chain Dick Smith's website.
In international news, over 10 years after the incident, the European Court of Human Rights has ruled Russia responsible for shooting down Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 over Ukraine. All 298 passengers and crew, including 38 Australians, were killed after the Boeing 777 was struck by a missile in July 2014. The court also found that Moscow had repeatedly and systematically violated human rights in Ukraine.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Why, it's my very best.